W-F-O-D-I-C-K-S.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I was going to say it.
I get super jealous of Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dude, shout out to a Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I listen to show every week.
W-F-O dicks. That does sound suggestive.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Right on a piece of paper.
Oh no! I've been hit!
If I'm already wasting my time, I will get this all like for nothing.
That smells like a pogo.
It's a dangerous assignment.
Oh, I find everything.
Big blood!
WFOD starts now.
PPAP. I have a pen. I have an apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple pen. Apple pen, pineapple pen. Pen pineapple, apple pen. Pen pineapple, apple pen. Dance time. I have a pen. I have a pen. Long pen. I have an apple. I have pineapple. Apple pineapple. Long pen. Apple pineapple. Pen pineapple. Apple pen. Pineapple,
if I put a bottle in her mouth, what she's going to do is she's going to grab
I'm starting the show. I'm starting the show. What are you?
I'm asking for dad advice, you shit.
What are you talking about?
Dad advice. I'm a dad. He's a dad. He's got way more experience at being a dad than I do. I don't know what a fuck I'm doing. I'm
you sound distressed. Why do you sound so distressed? You sound at your wit's end, Napier.
She keeps crying, and I don't know what to do. I don't
tell her to stop.
Overstimulated.
Look, yeah. Reason with her, Napier.
Tell her to shut the fuck up. Say stop. Stop crying all the time. I'm at my wit's end with you.
That doesn't work. She's not going to listen.
I'm going to put you outside.
No, putting her outside is going to make it worse.
Really, you won't have to listen to it.
Somebody else is going to. Somebody else with a phone that can dial 911.
Hello, Child Protective Services? Well, then it's completely not your problem anymore.
For fuck's sake. Hello, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by the smash mouth of podcasting, Mr. Mike Napier.
Hi!
And also, Travis Hulse is here, everyone. Travis Hulse.
That intro song makes me hope that the North Koreans win, by the way.
But number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have a show for you tonight. Some chit chat. We're going to, talk about being dads. Some dad talk.
Hashtag dad talk.
Because that's what this is, right? This is a chit chat show, which is just chit chatting.
Chit chat show. Like, we're going to start our new segment, Dad Talk, where we're going to take calls from the listeners to discuss any issues that they might have with their younger children or even their older children. If they have questions, they can go ahead and call us up and we'll go ahead and try to answer their questions. Kind of like Love Line, but for dads. Moms, you need not apply.
Mike couldn't even handle being a dad to a cat. He couldn't handle the cat.
Oh, that cat was a fucking asshole.
Yeah, that's what little ones are. That's what kids are. They're little assholes. You couldn't handle the cat.
Yeah, but I could get rid of the cat. You can't get rid of your kid. You've made that bed. You got to lie in it. You take it to the fire station?
I have to go through some extra steps. It's not impossible.
Yeah, there are a lot of people looking for kids, and especially healthy white children. I think it'd probably be pretty good on the open market. Probably actually do you financially probably pretty decent.
So you think I'm too selfish? You think I'm too selfish for children? Is that my problem?
Yeah, probably.
I think you'd be just fine once you have a child. I think your neuroses might kick in a little bit harder. I think you might at your wit's end pretty quickly, but I think you'd be a fine father.
And then I'll just sound like a broken man like Napier. I need help! Travis has been a father! Travis, tell me what to do!
I think I've mentioned this. My baby is crying, Travis! I think I've mentioned this on the show before, but there was a time, and I will not forget it till the day I die, a Saturday afternoon when I was still working second shift and I was getting no sleep, and my daughter was a very crabby, crabby baby, and it was like literally all day. I think I had like 2.5 hours of sleep max, and that was probably intermittent, and there was nothing I could possibly do for my kid. I had to just put her in her crib and let her cry out, and I think it was probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. I was by myself. My wife worked weekends. She worked retail at the time. And I lost it. Like, I sobbed uncontrollably. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to talk to. There was like no place for me in the house or in the world. I just wanted to like go and curl up in the fetal position and just like go to sleep. That will happen, Napier. It will happen.
Guys,
not quite to that extent.
I've fucking been there. I've like, okay, she has food. She's not cold. She has been changed. She's had sleep. What am I doing wrong? Why are they still screaming? I can't feed her anymore. I can't change her any more than she's already been changed.
Napier.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Napier. Travis, Napier, guys. I understand that Napier's upset and there's a lot going on, but bringing up my cat, it made me come up with a good one. So you guys just need to pause for a second while I do this.
Set you up at all? Or?
No, pause? Just pause for a second. I got a...
Mike, are they cat paws? Do they need a cat paws?
I got a cat. I got Craigslist. Craigslist cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
When are you getting to it?
No, that was it. That was it.
Oh. I get it.
Travis, what was the story that you were telling us before we got on here? That was interesting, and I told you to shut the fuck up because you were doing stuff that should be on the podcast. We can't be friends and have conversations, Travis. I just want to know what you have for the show.
Right. Ignore each other until the show starts. It makes complete sense.
Right.
No, I was saying that... there is like this new epidemic of YouTube. There's like a YouTube app called YouTube Kids, which is specifically supposed to be like clips of like Nick Jr. cartoons. And
so you can
Disney
just like turn it on and leave it there. And
it's like the 12-minute episodes of Paw Patrol or I don't know if Dan the Dino Hunter or whatever the hell is still on there.
Maybe have you tried that yet? The YouTube Kids.
You stick an iPad.
I've been showing her the Good Eats Alton Brown episodes. She likes.
You're showing your kid a spectacled man making food.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, she likes it. Oh my God.
When I went over to your house, your baby was in the baby box watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah, she likes that shit. Oh my God. If I can get a show on about making food, she'll sit there and listen to it all goddamn day. The moment I put on, you know, cartoon dinosaurs, she loses it. She's like crying, screaming, everything is bad. Oh my God, I need food. I need to change. I need to shit. I need to scream, everything. But the moment I put on a show about making grilled cheese sandwiches, she's like, oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'm going to listen to that. Like, tell me, wise man, with your, you know, frosted tips, how to make a good fucking cheese sandwich.
Well, when you at first glance, Guy Fieri really does look like a cartoon character, so it makes sense that she would respond to him.
Oh, no, he's a cartoon character. There's nothing about him that's real at all, from his hair color to his personality.
His backwards, upside-down sunglasses.
So the people on the YouTube kids, they found a workaround.
Yeah, so the people on the YouTube kids, the way that YouTube works, I guess, in general, is like there's algorithms to screen out unwanted things. So it's like the reason why if you post like a video and it has copyright protected music on it, it gets booted. You get a notice that says this has got copyright protected music on it. It's the same with like the YouTube kids. They built an algorithm to try to screen out things that were inappropriate to children. Well, what they didn't expect is that hundreds and hundreds of animators from Asia were going to create 10-minute videos that looked pretty much identical to an episode of Paw Patrol or Spider-Man that would put them in nefarious situations. The one that I saw described was, it was an episode of Paw Patrol where it seemed like everything was going to the climax like it usually does, where the Paw Patrol saves everybody. But instead of the Paw Patrol saving everybody, one of the puppies got possessed by a demon and jumped off a roof to her utter demise. There were a few other things about some of these beloved children's like preschool cartoon characters, like getting knocked up and heading to a strip joint to enjoy the show. I think one of the other ones I saw described was one of the it was like a Bubble Guppy episode. I think that one of the Bubble Guppies, after going to the strip joint, decided to go to a doctor and try to get long human legs attached to its body because that it would help it in life.
See, now I'm familiar with the Paw Patrol. The Paw Patrol is like a city of dogs who are all firemen and police officers.
Well, it's actually,
and they just kind of all go save one another.
It's one guy, there's like one human character on there, and like the Paw Patrol like does, yeah, they get together, they got like a base, I think, in like a semi-trailer or some shit, where they go and they do, yeah, they try to save. They all have their own unique abilities. One is a fireman, one is a sky captain, one is like a police officer, that kind of thing.
Oh, so he's a sky captain?
Yeah, he's a sky captain. He's a captain of the skies, so if anybody has any issues in the and the great unknown up there, he can go fly up there and help him out.
That's good to have.
Right.
Yeah, they just run around and rescue one another.
Yeah.
So anyway, what does a bubble guppy do?
Bubble guppies are a bunch of mer children who live under the sea, who interact with real children. So they'll pull up like a video screen and they'll talk to like these real preschool kids and ask them questions like, hey, what should I do? Is this
do
number
they have
two
scuba or gear or something? The kids?
No, they're mer people. They bred for the kids. It's they just bring a video screen down by them. So they can
wouldn't
talk.
That would short circuit because it can't get
oh,
wet.
Oh no, it's a SpongeBob logic. You know, like how they have fires in the ocean, that kind of thing.
Okay.
SpongeBob logic.
Okay. I would ask Napier what any of this stuff is, but he just shows his kid food shows.
Yeah, Rachel Ray.
Hey, go to bed. Here's Cupcake Wars.
Unless you can make your own bacon out of a wood-fired grill in a cardboard box, you don't really have anything to complain about. Go make some bacon out of the cardboard box.
They have a new show coming out that's going to be Jersey Shore-esque, only it's Floribama Shore. It's going to be people... on that direction, and they're just gonna, you know, behave like shitheads,
Didn't they do that already, where they did like a redneck version of the Jersey Shore, where it was like them just riding around on ATVs and shit all the time, spitting out their chaw, drinking Mountain Dew like crazy?
I got stuck in the mud!
I gotta get with that broad over there. You see that? She only got two kids by two different guys.
And we're glorifying garbage people and making them famous. And then other garbage people will want to also be famous by being garbage people.
Cash me outside.
And that's what we need to put on television. You know, you have the cooking shows, and I guess, I mean, it's stupid TV. It's dumb, but I mean, at least we're not we're glorifying people that are trying to make meals. On the hierarchy of things, I would put Floribama Shore slightly below the bubble guppies killing themselves.
Just slightly, though. Just slightly.
It's funny that you brought that up, the thing about them infiltrating the kids' YouTube channel, because I was going to talk a lot about how you should probably be under the assumption that most people aren't out to get you, and I feel like most people have good intentions, and that it's kind of a bummer that we all think the worst of people now. And
I think typically people don't pay any mind to anyone else just in general. Like, it's not like they're out to get you. They just don't give a shit.
Well, I went over to my wife's sister's house and we went trick-or-treating with the kids. And my six-year-old niece was telling me, she was going into great detail telling me how the bad people are poisoning pixie sticks. And if you get any pixie sticks, you can't eat the pixie sticks because people are poisoning them, and because you can reseal pixie sticks. And so you got to be careful.
The newest episode of Riverdale, because they're doing a sweet drug on there that comes out of a pixie stick tube.
Oh, so they're opening them up and they're putting the drug in them and then they're closing them back up and saying, hey, these are just pixie sticks.
They sell them to their buddies. That's how they hide them. They put the powder in pixie stick tubes, and then the kids go up to Lover's Lane and they take down half. They share it with their significant other, and then they get to business. You know.
And Michelle in the chat says pixie sticks are awesome, though, and she's right. And that's what I told my niece. I said, you know, pixie sticks are so delicious that it's probably worth the risk. And she doesn't get humor, I guess, because she got really mad at me. And she's like, no, you don't eat pixie sticks. You could die. And she was yelling at me. And it's sad. It's sad that this kid thinks that people are trying to poison her pixie sticks. It's depressing. Has anybody poisoned candy? Does this happen?
No, it's not a real thing. It's something that pops up. It's an urban legend created I don't know when, but every single year people say, oh, they found a blade in some candy. They found some poison in some candy. And it's always found out to be a bogus hoax, and it's never validated. The thing that gets me about this story is, why does your six-year-old niece know about this? Like, who's telling your six-year-old niece that somebody's out to poison her Halloween candy?
Right, right. Why does she know about that?
Yeah, right. Even if it's something that's like circulating, like, she shouldn't know of this and right. have it be something that's weighing on her brain.
You just grow up assuming everyone is trying to kill you always.
Which completely sucks, because you got to get there naturally.
And I say that, but then at the same time, Travis, you're telling me that they're putting Paw Patrols going to strip clubs on the kids' channel just as a goof.
Well, it's not even a goof. It's all ad revenue, because these videos on YouTube Kids are getting way more views than they would get normally on the actual YouTube channel, because I think everything autoplays. It's just like 5-minute clip here, 8-minute clip here, and it's all the beloved characters.
Just
so these things are getting like a million. Yeah, it's sneaking in. So they're getting like a million views, and they're making tons of cash off that sweet, sweet YouTube ad revenue.
You know what I think would be a good show?
Let's hear it. Let's hear the pitch.
This is a good show. It's way better than all those other shows we talked about. I want to make a show where every week people get in cars that they've never been in and trust that automatic parallel parking thing and not like freak out and grab the wheel and just like sit there.
Trash.
And sit there and let the automatic parallel parking thing work. And just trust that you won't die.
Have you ever used that?
No, I would never do it because I would be afraid that it would not do it right.
I would never do that.
It just sounds like it could go terribly wrong. I see that in commercials like, no, grab the wheel. What are you doing? It's going to make a mistake.
It was like a really quick second where I think I can't remember if it was GM or one of the other car companies who had it where they created wheels that would unlock so they would like go sideways, like so both all four wheels would like just slide you into, so you didn't have to parallel park. It would just like drive sideways.
Oh, they just turn sideways?
Yeah, like both like all four wheels would turn sideways so you could just like slide into the spot, but then you'd have to like lock the wheels back in so they wouldn't continuously do that. I'd have to look that up. Maybe I dreamed that, but I swear to Christ that was something that was experimented with for like one car season, and people were like, no way, man. You know how much shit could go wrong with all four wheels turning? I'll have to look that up. I might be wrong.
Anchor has something in the chat that I'm going to use to reassure my niece. This is going to ease her mind. It's not necessarily a hoax. Children's Halloween candy has been poisoned, but it has always been done by a parent or family member. So there you go. I'll just tell her that, you know, it's probably not strangers trying to kill her. It's her parents.
Yeah, if anybody's trying to kill you, it's the closest people in your family, the people you depend on to protect you.
Right, right, right. That'll cheer her up.
Good night, little Susie.
Is that what we are, Travis? Are we a chit-chat show?
I think so, right? I mean, how else would you classify it, I guess?
Mandy from the Furnacast, she put me in a new podcast group. And now I get notifications when she replies to people in the podcast group. And she recommended WFOD to the podcast group, which was nice of her. But she described it as being a chit-chat show.
I like that. Although there's a lot of production value that goes on that surrounds us, that bookends the chit-chats.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, Travis. I was thinking, this isn't just a chit-chat. She said, I would describe a chit-chat show as just kind of be like, cranking on the microphones and just, you know, having a chat. This is kind of planned a little bit. There's some production involved. And
like a variety show, maybe, where you're like an old school variety show. We have interviews. We do chit chat. There's
some geek news.
Only if you want it from 3.5 years ago.
Some geek news out there. Got the inside source on all the latest geek news. And fatherly advice from Napier. Napier, what have you learned as a father?
I said that talk.
Disappointment is a real thing you can hold inside your heart forever.
Napier, is this a chit-chat show, or is that where we're chit-chatting? We're a chit-chat show?
Did you want me to chit-chat about my disappointment and say, every time I feed my tiny one, I have to learn about, I feed my daughter, and then I have to burp her, and then she doesn't burp, and then I have to deal with not burping her, so there comes farts. The farts are worse than the burps, and then she farts, and it's like, God, Jesus, farts.
Sitting and chatting
no,
with W.
Don't fart, because if she farts, there's going to be poop. If there's poop, there's going to be bubbles in there. Bubbles, farts, no!
Travis?
Yes, sir?
We need to have an intervention, I think. There's something wrong.
There's something wrong.
He sounds like he's at his wit's end.
Wit's end.
Napier.
Yeah?
Get back to the middle of the wit.
How can we get you back to the middle of your wit? Napier, how can we have you choke up on the bat a little bit? You know what I'm saying? We need you to choke up on the bat a little bit. You sound like you're holding it with one finger. You're trying to do that balancing act, and you need to choke up on the bat, Napes.
I want her to fart when she has to fart, but I want her to burp before all of that, before the gas, and then I burp her. And then she has the burps, and then I can say, yeah, you had a good burp. But if she doesn't burp, then the farts come, and then the poop comes. Then I have to clean the poops, and then I can't I can't be me. I have to be dad. Like, no, all those farts and poops, those are okay for a little girl to have.
Oh, God, Napier, didn't anybody tell you that you couldn't be you anymore, that now that you've had a child? That's all gone now, buddy. You are just dad.
Napier, I got good news in the chat. Dan says this is the easiest part of being a parent and that it only gets harder.
No, I
don't. So chin up, buddy. It gets way worse.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear the worst thing about my entire
Napier,
life.
Napier, it gets so much worse, Napier.
Oops.
Napier, it gets so much worse.
No, I don't want to hear that. Look, the worst thing about my life is that I have to clean up my daughter after she has really gassy poops. And then she yells at me. She's like, meh.
Like, the baby wants to watch Sesame Street, Napier. The baby wants to watch little puppets running around and teaching her the alphabet. She doesn't want to watch fucking Alton Brown, Napier. I know you want to watch Alton Brown, but she doesn't want to watch Alton Brown. Alton Brown's a fucking creep, Napier, and babies don't like him.
I can deal with all of that. I can deal with her watching Sesame Street and all of that. I can't deal with really gassy poops. What I have to do is I have to clean the poops, and I can't deal with that because look, there are cracks. Look, there are cracks and crevices in the babies, and I have to clean them, and it goes within the babies, and I have to clean. Oh, no, God, Jesus Christ. I have to clean the baby, and she has poops. And I have to clean everything, every crack. You don't understand about every crack.
Travis.
I have to clean everything, and it's gross. It is so fucking gross.
Travis, what I'm going to do is we're gonna go on break.
Okay.
I'm going to call Drunk, and I'm going to send Drunk over to Napier's house.
Yeah. He needs a lifeline, I think.
He needs a drunk lifeline is what he needs.
None of you understand how gross it is.
I know, the poops. The poop.
Gross!
Yeah, the poop.
No, it's gross.
The poops, they're gassy. It. The poops are gassy.
And it poops, and it poops, and it keeps
and
poops.
And it cries, and then it poops.
Napier, just think about it this way. You're going to get some of your best WFOD show material from cleaning up poops of your daughter.
Ooh, dad humor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I would rather die.
Chitting and chatting about dad humor and geek news right here on WFOD.
Oh, holy shit. I'd rather put one of those goddamn things in my throat.
Ooh, Napier.
Cut
Napier,
my goddamn
Napier.
Throat out.
It just made me think of a song.
Is it Jazzy's?
I got dad humor. I got geek news.
Is
dad geek.
In all of his
I got dad humor. I got geek news.
Nice.
Dad geek.
Oh, we should do it nerd, so it's nerd dad. Nerd dad.
Should I do it again?
Nerd dad?
Yeah, nerd.
All right,
nerd
Travis, news. You do it this time. You ready?
Okay.
All right, go.
We got dad humor. We got nerd news. It's nerd dad. That's pretty good.
It wasn't bad, Travis.
We'll have to workshop it a little more.
I'm going to divert Drunk to Napier's house.
Send him to Napier's.
Napier needs some drunk love.
I could use some drunk love, actually. Hey, guys, we just want to let you know that we're sponsored this episode by MyBookie.ag. Holiday cash? You need it, and I know where to get it. MyBookie is the place to score serious cash on your sports predictions. Believe it or not, the holidays are just around the corner. I cannot believe it. And while it means plenty of parties, gifts, and spending, it also means there's lots of football, basketball, and hockey games you can score big on every day. Man up and play like the pros on game day. You can play the money line, side, or total. MyBookie is your hookup for all your betting needs and offers super fast payouts when you win. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money betting the games, you gotta go to MyBookie.ag. And if you go ahead to go to mybookie.ag, please tell them that we sent you by using promo code WFOD. You play, you win, you get paid.
I want someone to be sad, and I want to know that I'm responsible!
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Fuck off, this is Strangelabel.com.
Fuck off, this is Strangelabel.com, who?
Sometimes, you are the chicken. And sometimes, you are the corn.
Simple and free, just you and me, WFOD.
Guys, I'm Jazzy from Jazzy's Discount Furniture Outlet Stores. This week we got some great deals on
Hillside Furniture Bedroom Mackinac Bed Set, queen size. Carroll House Furniture Price, $1,099.
And at Jazzy's?
$1,250.
Fuck! Okay, goddammit, go on to the next one. Skip that one.
At Ashley Home Store, our Stewman Dining Room Table. Their price, $198.
And at Jazzy's?
$275.
God fucking damn it! Okay, screw it, screw it. Well, next set.
At Bob's Discount Furniture, the Fiesta Suede Red Sofa for $449 comes with four decorative pillows.
Ours will come with four.
Bob's price, $449.
And at Jazzy's?
$519.99.
Jesus, titty fucking Christ! I can't even buy them for that!
Alright, weekends only. They have a Portsmouth Coco Pushback High Leg Recliner. Retail price, $324.
And at Jazzy's?
$469.
God, fuck! Shit! Shit on my nipples! Fuck! Come to Jazzy's, where price matters!
I should not have to use an NFL halftime show as a negative example to teach my children. And there are a lot of other parents who feel the same way. You knew what you were doing. And you wanted us all to be a buzz. You knew what you were doing. And you wanted us all to be a buzz. You knew what you were doing. And you wanted us all to be a buzz. As a lawmaker, I want to know how something like this made it on to the show in a very scripted, rehearsed for a week performance.
You knew what you were doing. And you wanted us all to be a buzz.
It improves your market share and it lines your pocket. You knew what you were doing.
You knew what you were doing.
What you were doing.
And you wanted us all to be a buzz.
What you were doing.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Parts and poop.
to
because you know you're so high. I wanna
get you alone. My hands are getting worked at a so demo. I wanna get turkey, you demo, stone. Demo. So turkey that I hands getting worked at a demo. You know, hashtag like Stranger Things on it too.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact show 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here, everyone.
Yo.
Guys, it is a very festive and happy and exciting Hand Turkey November here on the program. Be sure to send us all of your favorite hand turkeys over to WFODix on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Because we like to share them. We like to share the hand turkeys.
Absolutely. And we do need to get, the follow-up of Spooky Month is we do need to get to the best of Flat Drunk, correct?
The best Flat Drunk, yeah, because that contest ended on the last day of October.
Mm-hmm. I know who my vote is already. Did you show Drunk that very special YouTube upload?
The YouTube video of Drunk in the Sky?
That's right.
I don't think Drunk saw... Drunk, did you ever see that?
I did not see that one.
Somebody took you up in the sky, Drunk.
At least they didn't put me on balls in the sky.
We had some good ones over this course, but I think that, you know, I know that me and Travis's votes are probably for the one in the sky, which, you know, if there's four of us and two of us have already voted for that one, it's pretty well set in stone who's going to win, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe we don't need to go through any of them. We just know that that's the winner.
Yeah, you just show me what's...
So Matt from the Waffle Sunday podcast...
That's not the same guy that sent the dick pic, is it?
It's not, Drunk.
All right, as long as it's not the same guy, that's...
It's not the same guy. He sent us a video of the Flat Drunk tied to his drone, which I thought was pretty neat. So
it is super exciting. Look at that.
We had a lot of great entries. I will have to say that minus one. We had one terrible entry. And all of the rest were pretty pretty good.
You know, we keep saying that the entry was terrible, Travis, but it's getting a lot of play.
It's getting a lot of play.
It got our attention. It definitely got our attention.
Well, maybe James Franco can make a movie about the making of it. It's terrible as it is. Yeah, that's a Room reference.
I like the picture that he chose for it, too. So, yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, so that's the winning Flat Drunk. I guess we'll do another one. Yeah, submit your Flat Drunks. If you need Flat Drunks, you send me your address. I'll mail you some. There's a couple people that have sent me their address that I haven't mailed them out yet. I'm being a bad boy. I'll get them out in the next couple days.
Let's do one for Christmas, because if I recall, we did one for Christmas one time, and they put Drunk in some pretty nice like nativity scenes and some setups like that that I really cared for. I think he was Baby Jesus one time, maybe. I really did care for the Christmas Flat Drunks.
I really should do a better job of compiling them. I need to put like a Flat Drunk album together.
Centralize them or whatever.
Because people submit a lot of them, and they're fun to go through. So yeah, the Flat Drunks are on our webpage. Yeah, they're actually on both web pages. So if you follow our Podbean feed, they're on that page. They're on WFODix.com. Or just, like I said, give me your address. I'll send you some. Maybe we need to get some more drunk poses.
I like it.
If you have any requests for the drunk pose,
I have a different
you would
hairstyle
like,
as last time. So.
We got to get them updated. Right.
Yeah, if you have an amazing idea where you would like to place Drunk and you need a specific pose, don't hesitate to contact us and let us know. Drunk will pretty much he's like the Gumby of podcasts. We can put him in any pose we would like.
Yeah, I mean, if you have like a really good idea of absolutely like true. Something you want Flat Drunk to do, but you just don't have the right look, let us know. I think we need shirtless Flat Drunks is what I really think. Need some shirtless Flat Drunks.
I don't know if anybody wants to see that.
Napier, are you okay? Napier, buddy?
He's
poops?
He's busy playing Hearthstone. Leave him around.
Napier, do you want to talk about it?
World of Tanks.
Drunk's here now,
what am
Napier.
I talking about?
Drunk's here, Napier. Drunk will make you feel better.
He's another lifeline for you, Napier.
He's a lifeline.
Talk it out.
What kind of lifeline, man, am I getting? Tell me, drunk. Tell me all of your wisdom.
Maybe we need to call Dr. Napier and see what's the issue with
that. That's the problem. Dr. Napier can't help Napier because Dr. Napier is Napier.
That's unfortunate.
What? Dr. Napier doesn't know what's wrong with Tiny Napier. And sometimes Tiny Napier just wants to go to bed, and I don't know what that is.
You know, guys, this reminds me of a story.
Does your pee-pee hurt?
There was a time where me and Laura lived in an apartment above the storage facility that I worked at. And we were driving.
Oh, the one where you had Mark Maron's phone number?
Travis, I got Mark Maron's phone number by illegal means, so we don't talk about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's incriminating. I'm going to have to edit this, Travis.
There's got
to
be like a statute of limitations for stealing Mark Maron's phone number.
You're going to get me fired from my job I haven't worked at in 4 years, Travis. And we were driving home. It was in the wintertime. There was snow on the ground. It was the holiday season. And I came up over a hill, and there was a crazy suicidal Santa Claus in the middle of the road.
A real Santa Claus?
It was a man dressed up as Santa Claus.
I feel like there should be like eerie Christmas music in the background of the story that you're telling.
And I swerved, and my car like fishtailed. It kind of looked like a, you know, that scene in Baby Driver when he like slams on the brakes and like avoids a trash truck.
So this is the road
I imagined it looked like.
This is the road that has the big concrete median like all the way down, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't hit anything, which is amazing.
That's scary.
But Napier's gone.
He checked out. He's
Baby Driver. Was that the movie with Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, yeah. And
I've never seen it.
And I swerved to not kill Santa, and I barely missed him. And like our car was sideways on a two-lane street.
I think Napier just rejected your call.
And I looked back, and I didn't see him. And Laura was freaking out. And I thought, oh my God, did I like hallucinate a crazy drunk Santa in the street? Because like he's not there now. But Laura saw him too. So we couldn't have hallucinated the same thing, right?
Right. This sounds like a really boring sequel to Silent Night, Deadly Night franchise.
And we called the police, and the police came out. We don't know if they found suicidal Santa or not. But
wouldn't it have been a better story if you did hit him?
Yeah, probably. It's not a great story, I guess.
No, I like the story. Because I can envision this happening.
Travis, if I could go back, I would have hit Santa so that it would have been a better story.
$5
I do. It is a good story because you did paint the picture, and I did imagine what it would have been like to almost like hit Santa while like going down the road sideways.
Do you think that would have ruined Christmas for me from here on out? Like every year, I'd be reminded that I killed a man dressed as Santa Claus during the holidays.
It couldn't have been your fault, though.
No, it would probably ruined his Christmas.
It still would have haunted me drunk.
Oh, I don't.
You think I would have got over it? Obviously, you don't know me too well. I don't get over things, drunk.
You're a strong man. You need to get over it.
I'm still bummed out about how bad the Little Hurricane interview went.
Yeah.
That was 4 years ago.
But look what came of it.
I can't even listen to their music anymore, drunk. Like their music. Had to stop listening to it because every time I listened to it, I thought, God, I just really blew that interview.
Look what came of it, though. A beautiful marriage and a beautiful child. So I think it all, I think we planted the seed and it all went exactly how it should have.
Should we be worried about Napier, or you think he's okay?
I think he's just fine.
Blowing you off.
The poops. The poops are getting to him. Travis.
Man, there's so many things that are worse than the poops. I just can't. Man, that baby phase is just not good. The poop is like fine. You just get so used to like wiping another human's ass, like a tiny human's ass. It's just like fine. It's everything else that
I would imagine after you do it a couple times, it's fine. You just kind of get over it, right?
It is. It's completely fine. The only shitty thing is like when you have a second one and you haven't done it for a while and then you have to do it again, it's like, God damn it, this again? I thought I was done with this.
Oh, so it's not his poops, it's his kid's poops.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail box of Mike Napier. Leave a message and your callback number and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Napes.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Napier. It's got the Harry looking for the best macaroni and cheese. Some of it's mixed with shrimp, some of it's mixed with crab, but do you have the best? Guy Fieri will come to your home if you can provide the best recipe for mac and cheese.
Should we call him the N-word?
God, I hate Travis's Guy Fieri, but I think that means it's a good Guy Fieri.
I love Guy Fieri. What's wrong with Guy Fieri?
I'm worried about Napier.
That's my dude.
We need Rabbit Poundings is in the chat room. Rabbit Poundings. Check on Napier. Make sure he's okay. Let us know.
Whenever I travel to a different city, I always make sure to go somewhere Guy Fieri went.
So there was a big hubbub on the interwebs this week, Drunk.
Okay.
The interwebs was a buzz because of Papa John's.
Oh.
Mr. Papa John.
Because he said he's not making money off the NFL or whatever.
He said that the NFL is not doing very well for him, and so they're going to cut back on their advertisements.
Uh-huh. Man.
And so,
I can't get to the damage control he did for himself early this week.
People tossed a lot of words in his mouth on that, and they said, oh, Papa John said that it's because of the black athletes. Obviously, Papa John's doesn't like black people because he said that and first of all, he said that the protests are hurting the business and people are boycotting the NFL. That's factual. I know people who aren't watching the NFL because they don't like the protests.
Every day there's a new, like, famous sportscaster or somebody from a different sport saying they will never watch the NFL again because of these things. So he's not stating inaccuracies. People are boycotting the NFL like a bunch of fucking children, I might add, but right, they still are.
They say, well, we ain't going to watch it if they're not going to stand for the flag. And I mean, like, you know, whether you agree with that or you disagree with that, to say that it's not happening is just, it's silly nonsense because it is happening. It's obviously happening. And if there's less people watching the TV, there's less people seeing your advertisements. And so if you're paying the same amount for advertisements and you're getting less return for it, that's all just facts.
Right. He's just stating facts.
He's the guy who owns a place who advertises pizzas and he's selling less pizzas.
Right.
That's what he said.
He's got a giant spokesman in like Peyton Manning who bought a bunch of Papa John's franchises when Colorado went legal weed to try to make some money off of the pizza weed thing. So he is tied very closely to the NFL. So if people stop, like you said, if they're charging the same amount of money for ad revenue and he's selling less pizzas, he's out that much more money. So that does suck as a businessman. How fucking bogus for him. But he never said anything about these black people who want civil rights. They're really digging into my profits.
That's not what he said at all.
He's saying
all these headlines are crazy, Travis. The guy said he's selling less pizza and he has some idea of where it's coming from. And it's because the place he's advertising on is going through a bit of a thing right now.
Well, I mean, it doesn't help that doesn't have the greatest of product either, but
his pizza's not good. His pizza was not good when he was selling plenty of pizza, though.
Right. I don't prefer his pizza.
I've never in my life had a Papa John's pizza.
Way overpriced for what it is.
$10, any pan pizza you want. That one dude has been looking for the perfect pan to bake pan pizza in, and he found it, and it makes the pizza look like it's burnt. So, and that's in the commercial. So I don't know what the hell it looks like in real life.
Papa John's is dirt cheap compared to the regular St. Louis chains. Like of the three, Papa John's is probably cheaper than Domino's Pizza Hut.
Domino's is way cheaper.
Well, Domino's is garbage. I get Papa John's probably more. I get Papa John's way more than Pizza Hut. and
I feel like you do that because you used to work at Pizza Hut and over it.
We actually get Marco's most of the time. Marco's is pretty good.
Yeah, that's like they usually shove their joints into like defunct Family Dollars, right? Or Family Videos, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, the Marco's by my house. You can get a pizza and they'll give you a free movie rental with your pizza.
We just got one of those this year at Marco's Pizza because nobody goes to Family Video anymore. It's our only video store. But they Family Video figured, hey, we don't need all this space. We just need to have like 10 copies of all the new releases. we can lease out the rest of this space to a pizza joint.
Right.
And that's what happened.
That's what they do. They just have a couple of Blu-rays of Fast 8. And if you want it, you can go get Fast 8.
Yeah, how many copies of the newest Marvel movie do you want? Because we have as many as you need. And also
pizza. And it's just an added incentive to buy a pizza.
Right, because we'll bring you Fast 8.
And I never bring them back on time. And they waive my late fees because I get it with a pizza. Like, I get it through the... Like, they just take it over to the pizza place.
This probably pays your late fees, by the way. They probably like build it into like their business plan is like paying all of their customers late fees.
they have a little window that they bring the movies over to you. And so you don't actually check the movie out at Family Video. And so Family Video can't really collect on you. You know, they can't really be like, hey, by the way, you owe late fees. So they just waive them.
They're just glad you actually brought the movie back. So they're not worried about that late fee.
You have to wonder how many late fees Marco's is paying and how long before they just offer the service to come pick the movie up that they dropped off at your house.
Well, it's funny, too, because I did have to go to that Family Video probably about a year ago because none of the streaming services had Independence Day.
And you needed it?
And me and my lady really wanted to watch Independence Day. So we had to go
Mike, you watched Stranger Things too, right?
I did.
Their Family Video was alive and well in 1984. That's where they rented Mr. Mom from. Did you see that?
Yeah, I thought that was weird too. I thought Family Video was more of a recent thing.
Me too. I thought it was like something like created in like the early 90s.
Maybe it's a continuity thing, Travis. Maybe you need to look it up.
Continuity flaw. I got to find out when that franchise was established.
You and Benny from Podcheese were big on the Stranger Things continuity errors.
I'll give Benny a call and see what he thinks about Family Video and Stranger Things.
Find out when Family Video came to fruition. Maybe that was the only video place they could find for their video bit.
Right, God,
you know what would have been fucked up? You would have had a Marco's Pizza in that Family Video. No way has Marco's been around since 84.
So I shouldn't be worried about Napier? Do you think that we need to go over there and give him support?
I start worrying about people immediately when I'm not talking to them anymore.
I think we ought to just go over there and like ring his doorbell and run off just so that he knows that like, you know, people are you know, interacting with him. That's what he needs. He just needs some people to show him that there's other people in the world that are there for him.
He's sleeping. What do you mean he's sleeping?
Yeah, we need to go over to Napier's house drunk. We need to end the show. Me and you, we're going to carpool over there. We're just going to bang on the door till he answers. And then we're just going to
cook some dinner.
You think he's got something?
He should.
Yeah, probably. Poor guy.
He's got children. He's got some sort of food
there. It's the poops.
I'll take a juice box.
Travis, do we have other things?
Oh, I don't know. Did you watch the very unsatisfying video of the Green Ranger trying to take on JCVD?
Why would anybody give a shit about either of those people?
Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, he does make the con circuit. People do love to see him. And I will contest that I did see him at a Wizard World where he put on this amazing, like, impromptu martial arts demonstration in the middle of the con floor where hundreds of people were crowded around. It was great. I mean, he is a talent. But there was like this weird feud going on between JCVD and the Green Ranger going back to the first Power Rangers theatrical movie.
I saw something in 2003 or something that he like challenged Jean-Claude Van Damme to like a MMA like a fight.
Yeah, well, and like the original beef went back to the premiere of that Power Rangers movie, which I think was like 90 something, because I remember taking my little brother to that and I could drive, so it must have been late 90s. But like JCVD like mouthed off to Jason David Frank or something, and the Green Ranger decided that he was going to be cool with it, but then Van Damme said some shit, and then Jason David Frank said, "Let's fight. I'll fight you in an MMA thing," and like you said, 2003, which, by the way, Jason David Frank has done. He did that to that dude that left professional wrestling to go be in the MMA. What was that wrestler's name?
CM Punk.
He also challenged CM Punk to a fight. He said, "You want to get ready for the MMA? Let's fight. We'll fight." And obviously CM Punk never did it, just like JCVD never did it. But apparently these two shared like a green room. Jason David Frank swears it was a setup, but they shared like a green room with like, he shared a green room with like JCVD and a bunch of his posse. And then they like tried to like coerce him into like a photo op, and the words were exchanged, and Van Damme said something about, you know, "Let's fight now." And Frank put him in like, he like pinned his neck or some shit against the wall and was like, "Fine, let's do this if you really want to do it," after words were exchanged. And then they bitched out and then walked away. So it was.
So you're saying it was like people are scared of the Green Ranger.
Yeah. Michelle in the chat says they're afraid of the Green Ranger. Nobody wants to fight him because they're afraid of him. Like,
it is true. Like, nobody wants to fight this Jason David Frank guy because he is like a really good martial artist who keeps training, while all these other guys are just like happy to do like these low budget.
I mean, like, I don't want to fight the Green Ranger because why would I want to fight the Green Ranger? Because
you can
kick his talk ass. Shit. So let's get going.
Yeah? No,
I think you should, Mike.
Just say no, Green Ranger.
You should fight that guy.
I don't want to fight you. That's stupid.
That's the new WFOD beef.
Why hold the beef then and continue to try to like press an issue that doesn't exist? Where the guy essentially is like, "Yeah, share my green room. Maybe this is us making amends, and there's no issue anymore, and let's all be cool." And then talk some more shit. Why do that? You didn't want to fight. Don't be an asshole. Just move on.
And what you also have to worry about, Travis, is if he pulls out that flute and gets his dragon zord out.
Can you imagine?
He'll step on you.
Pulls out that flute, gets his dragon zord out, I imagine that JCVD would have jumped up into the splits and also pulled out a flute, because I recall it was either Bloodsport or a Kickboxer where he did exactly that thing where he was in like a bar brawl and jumped up and did the splits while playing the flute or a piccolo. I'm not sure exactly what instrument it was, but it was something like that.
Wasn't he also the White Ranger?
Yes, the Green Ranger did turn into the White Ranger, who I believe turned into the Gold Ranger, but I can't go that deep into Power Rangers lore.
There you go.
But unfortunately, did he become the White Ranger? Because he was bad when he was the Green Ranger, right?
No, Green Ranger was good. Then I think he turned bad, and then it was only because he was under the spell of Rita Repulsa. I only say that because that's the only Power Rangers villain I can think of. And then
is that the putties?
Maybe Ivan Ooze, I don't know. And then became the White Ranger when he broke out of the spell and became the ultimate leader of the Power Rangers.
Ultimate leader. And then the Red Ranger was like, "Okay, I guess I'm just, you know, second fiddle now."
Yep. Peace out, I'm out. I guess you're the guy.
That was our Power Rangers bit.
Oh, the Power Rangers.
Yeah. The moral of that story is the video, the cell phone video of JCVD and Jason David Frank is very disappointing. I thought they were going to break out into an actual fight. They don't. It's weird schoolyard bully garbage where everybody walks away with their head in their hands.
I wouldn't trust the self-parking thing. I would grab it. I would freak out. I can't allow myself to just trust the machines like that, because I feel like, you know, it doesn't know. You know what I mean?
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing it.
Not control. If you want the car to park itself, give me like the Johnny car from Total Recall, where it literally does everything. Then I'm fine with it. You give me Johnny car. I don't give a shit if it's parking, parallel parking, slowing down for a stop sign, taking off. Just let it do everything then. I don't want to have complete control, get to my spot, and then be like, nah, you know what? I cede control at one of these most important parts of the driving experience to a machine that I have not tested until just now.
Right. I'm worried about Napier, guys. Hope he's okay.
Nah.
He's at his wit's end. You could hear it in his voice, Travis. You could hear it in his voice. He's at his wit's end.
You trying to say he wasn't ready for children?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. Drunk, do you have like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
Should I just go on Napier and say Thor Ragnarok? Or
did you see Thor?
I did not
see it. You didn't see it? I saw it.
Yeah, it was good.
You know,
My roommate said it was his favorite Marvel movie yet.
A lot of people are saying that. They're saying that it was top five Marvel movies, and it was really great.
And
Matt Chuck's
no second way. Was Civil War, and his third was Iron Man 1. So
there's no fucking way. It's like Captain America Winter Soldier is like still the best Marvel movie.
I think Guardians 1 was my favorite Marvel movie. Captain America 2 is probably top five. Guardians 2 probably top five. I put Age of Ultron top five, but people were saying that that was a bad choice. So
there's like three scenes in that movie that I love, but altogether I'm not into it.
Iron Man 1, which I think a lot of people forget about. That movie was great.
Right?
The movie started the whole goddamn thing. That's definitely top five.
Thor Ragnarok,
I didn't love.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
I liked Iron Man 2 and 3. I loved 3.
Thor Ragnarok was the best Thor movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it was. You know what? It kind of just seemed like a SNL sketch that went on for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
I enjoyed Doctor Strange myself.
I liked Doctor Strange too. It was good. It was.
You know what's funny about Doctor Strange is that I saw that in the theater. I really liked it. And then I had like afterthoughts where I was like, Doctor Strange isn't very good. It's not going to be good on a rewatch. It dropped on Netflix. I watched it a second time. I was like, holy shit. That's right. Doctor Strange is great.
It's weird, yeah. But like, it's still like a movie, you know, there's humor in it, but it's still a superhero movie. Thor just kind of seems like they just, you know, like, tried to make Guardians of the Galaxy, but like not like the good way. The jokes seemed to be more important than making like a cohesive story.
This was the first Marvel movie that I didn't like rush out opening weekend to see. I've seen like pretty much granted Thor 2 I did not see in the theater at all. But like every other Marvel movie, I like rush out first weekend or at least $5 Tuesday directly after opening weekend to see. And Ragnarok, I'm not in a rush to see it. I want to see it, obviously, but I just don't care. And it's the only reason I really want to see it is because the Hulk's in it. I just don't.
So
the Thor movies have not been great.
Deadpool is a Marvel movie, yeah?
No.
Well, not MCU. No, it's not MCU. It's like Deadpool's an X-Men movie.
But it's still Marvel, right?
Made by Marvel. Fox.
Yeah, okay. Fox.
Because that's what I would put as my favorite.
But Deadpool.
If it's not a Marvel movie,
no, it doesn't count.
Okay.
So we don't have to debate that because it doesn't count.
Everybody loves Deadpool. Everybody wanted to see Deadpool. It's a great movie. Everybody loves it.
But yeah, I think that Doctor Strange also benefited from me not going into it thinking that it was going to be
too highly of it.
Like, I just kind of went into it going, I guess I'll see this. And then I was pleasantly surprised that it was pretty good.
Is that how you're going to go into Black Panther? Like, yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, I'm going to go into Black Panther. Like, I guess I'll go see Black Panther.
Yeah.
That was the same with Ant-Man, where Ant-Man, I was like, you know, I like Paul Rudd. Whatever, I'll go take a look at
Travis.
And
didn't love Ant-Man.
I did. You didn't love Ant-Man?
Ant-Man was fine. And that's what I'm going to say about Thor Ragnarok. It was fine.
You know what Ant-Man's great for? It's having it on HBO and turning it on no matter where where it is in the movie. Like right. Ant-Man's for any of that.
That's probably all the Marvel movies, though. Like, if you turn any of the Marvel movies on for, like, a half hour or something, it's fine.
The only one that I like to see from beginning to end, well, two of them, they're both Captain America movies, is Captain America 2 and Captain America 3. Both of those movies benefit from watching front to back every time.
Well, maybe instead of Thor, since he already did that, I guess he didn't do Justice League yet, so pick of the week.
Justice League?
Justice League.
Travis, do you have like a pick of the week?
I guess Travis's pick of the week would be the miniseries Lady Killer, published by Dark Horse Comics by Joel Jones. I have not read the first iteration, but I read the second iteration of this series. It's like five issues. She's a magic. It's like a 1950s housewife who also happens to be a contract killer. And her artwork is amazing. She also writes this thing and has somebody on colors with her, but it's pretty much her independent creator-owned book. If you don't know Joelle Jones as a comic book artist, you need to search her out. I think she just started doing the art on Batman, the Batman proper title. But Lady Killer is where her art, I think, shines the most. So check out Lady Killer by Dark Horse Comics.
Do you have a pick of the week, Mike?
I do. My pick of the week is, and this is probably one that a lot of people already know about, but I'll go ahead and tell you anyway. There is a podcast that I got into. It's like one of those true crime miniseries deals. Okay. It was called Dirty John. It was like a six-parter. And I blasted through those and I found them pretty enjoyable. Nice. I'm not going to tell you anything about it because that would ruin it, but is a guy, his name was John, bad dude.
What was the name of it?
Dirty John.
Dirty John.
Drunk.
And we could find that on,
The podcast stuff.
Stitcher.
Yeah. You know, it's on podcast stuff. It's on Stitcher. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so that's the show, guys. We'll be back next week. Hopefully Napier's okay. If you send me your well wishes to Napier and his problems with the poops, I'll be sure he gets them. Because as you all know, there is no way to contact Napier except through me.
Right. Also send him your recipes for like Cajun macaroni and cheese, and he can share them with his daughter, his baby.
Right, he can just make his own cooking show because that's what she likes watching. She likes watching people make food.
Like yeah, he can just read her recipes so she goes to sleep.
Napier was really bummed out. He was telling us in the WFOD chat that Drunk's not a part of that he's really bummed out that his work doesn't have any barbecue contests. I said, you don't need to have barbecue contests. You can just make barbecue
and bring it in
and just eat it and then say, wow, that was really good barbecue that I made.
Yeah, go way to go me.
Yeah, I did really good. I didn't even have to make like a whole bunch for like other people.
Right.
I could just eat it all.
Do the one slab of ribs and be fine.
And it was good. Or make a whole lot and freeze it.
Yeah.
Or bring it over here.
Even better.
So your buddies can eat it.
Exactly.
Instead of all these dumbass strangers that are getting paid to hang out with you.
Right.
Me and an old drunk, we hang out with you for free.
Absolutely. Especially if you're bringing barbecue.
So pay us.
All righty. Well, hey. Go support your local Papa John's, and that's Napier's mama.
Stop your crying. It's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learn. We've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullets?
The bullets. We never learn. We've been here before. Why are we always stuck running from the bullets? The bullets. Just stop your crying. The sign of the times. We gotta get away from here. We gotta get away from here. Just stop your crying. It'll be all right. They told me that the end is near. We gotta get away from here. Just stop your crying. Have the time of your life. Breaking through the atmosphere. Things are pretty good from here. Remember everything. We'll be all right. We can meet again somewhere. Somewhere far away from here. We never learn. We've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullets? The bullets. We never learn. We've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullets? The bullets. To stop your crying. The sign of the times. We gotta get away from here. We gotta get away from here. Stop your crying, baby. It'll be all right. They told me that the end is near. We gotta get away from here. We never learn. We've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullets? The bullets. We never learn. We've been here before. Why are you always stuck running from the bullets? The bullets. We don't talk enough. We should open up before it's all too much. Will we ever learn? We've been here before. It's just what we know. Stop your crying, baby. It's a sign of the times. We gotta get away. We gotta get away. We gotta get away. We gotta get away. We got to get away. We got to. Got to run. We got to run. We got to run.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Join us live every Monday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. Listen to our back catalog on iTunes, Stitcher, or our website, WFODix.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFODix. Give us a call at 636-487-HAND or email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Special thanks as always to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. If you like what you heard, tell a friend. Be back next week, motherfucker.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. We're rewarding you, too, with 5-minute shows about whatever you want, shout-outs, stuff like that. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck. I have changed.
Bob's price, $449.
And at Jazzy's?
At Bob's at Bob's Discount Furniture, the Fiesta suede red sofa for $449 comes with 4 decorative pillows.
Ours will come with 4.
Bob's price, $449.
And at Jazzy's?
$519.99.
Jesus titty fucking Christ! I can't even buy them for that!
All right, weekends only. They have a Portsmouth Coco Pushback High Leg Recliner. Retail price, $324.
And at Jazzy's?
$469.
God, fuck! Shit! Shit on my nipples! Fuck!
So you gotta do the closer? And then Jazzy's.
Come to Jazzy's, where price matters!